Australia gets FSDV 14.3.3 rollout. Regulators approved the deployment weeks ahead of the original schedule, forcing local competitors to accelerate their own testing programs. Early data from the first 200 vehicles shows intervention rates dropping 18% on highways. If that holds through the next firmware cycle, Australian insurers will likely cut premiums for equipped models by Q1 next year. Ride-hailing companies evaluating Waymo's overseas expansion plans may now accelerate their Tesla fleet orders to stay competitive on cost. Grok voice commands head to FSD. Once Grok starts issuing commands, expect the first regulatory pushback on hands-free operation in California by early next year. The three-month window leaves little time for safety validation teams to close edge cases involving ambiguous voice prompts. This forces Anthropic and other voice AI providers to either match the integration speed or pivot to enterprise-only features that avoid real-time control. Driver monitoring thresholds will have to tighten accordingly within the same time frame. Model YL launch nears in North America. Dealerships in Texas and California already report waitlists exceeding 12,000 names for the longer variant ahead of any official announcement. Production tooling changes at Fremont will likely delay Highland refresh units for 3 months. That delay hands GM and Ford a narrow window to clear their own inventory before the Model YL undercuts their pricing by at least 8%. Fleet managers at delivery companies are already modeling the lower cost per mile into next year's budgets. FSD V14.3.4 enters wide rollout. Early reports of phantom braking in school zones will push the safety score threshold higher for beta access by fall. That adjustment shrinks the pool of testers providing valuable edge case data at a critical time. Fleet operators running unsupervised trials report the opposite trend on highways, where lane changes now require fewer interventions. This split performance forces Tesla to prioritize highway data collection over urban fixes for the immediate next build by Q4. Tesla Semi handles icy jackknife. The footage reveals the trailer stayed within its lane without driver input, even after losing traction at 45 miles per hour on black ice. Northern carriers planning 2025 purchases are already requesting live demos on comparable surfaces. Early fleet testing data shared privately shows stopping distances shortened by 12% compared to previous generations. This sets a new bar that forces Freightliner and Volvo to accelerate their own stability software updates before the next procurement cycle closes. NatPower signs 25 GWH Megapack deal. European utilities just got a timeline they can't ignore. NatPower's commitment means 25 GWH will hit the grid before most competitors finish permitting. Watch what happens to ancillary service prices in Italy once these megapacks clear frequency response auctions. The margin squeeze hits every gas turbine operator within 18 months. $6 billion megapack projects announced. Queue positions worth $6 billion mean the biggest projects clear the interconnection line first. That concentration lets the supplier dictate timelines, pushing every other storage bidder to either partner or watch their IRR collapse inside 2 years. Optimus Gen 3 production prep advances. Hitting 1 million units changes the labor math for every factory that still uses humans for repetitive tasks. Competitors like Figure AI now face a choice: license the Gen 3 actuators or accept a 5-year lag in cost per hour that wipes out their venture margins. Giga Texas Optimus factory progresses. Steel going up at that scale locks in a 2026 production start, whether the software is fully ready or not. That timeline puts pressure on every other robotics program to either secure their own gigafactory footprint or concede the volume gain before the first units ship. Cybercab's test track activity increases. More vehicles on the track usually signals software freezes, not just mileage accumulation. Once those Cybercabs log enough edge cases, Texas regulators have little choice but to greenlight the first commercial robo-taxi corridor, and every rideshare app must decide whether to white-label the service or compete on price with zero labor costs. Tesla stock sees midweek volatility. Options desks that sold upside calls into the early week pop now face delta hedging pain on the slide. That mechanical selling pressure outweighs any story about interest rates. Open interest has already shifted toward the 370 strike for next month. If retail keeps providing bids on the way down, market makers will cover their short gamma faster than most expect. This pattern usually clears by the third week of July, leaving the tape cleaner for any macro reaction. End of June deliveries ramp up. June 30th VIN assignments always front-run July orders by 2 to 3 weeks. That leaves production planners with excess capacity in the first half of next month unless they slow the line. Model Y buyers who accepted late slots will now see longer wait times for any configuration changes. The real pressure lands on used inventory values as these near-new cars hit the market in August. Dealers will cut prices to move them. Energy storage growth remains strong. Despite the tempered 2026 outlook, utilities are converting signed letters of intent into firm orders at the fastest pace in 3 years. That conversion rate will force competitors to either expand factory slots or concede share in the four-hour segment. Next quarter's deployment numbers will show whether the caution was conservative guidance or a real slowdown signal. Fluence will have to announce a new U.S. line by September if the pace holds. Additional FSD point releases issued. Subversion 2026.14.6.12 sharpens the rain-soaked left-turn logic that tripped earlier versions in NHTSA's dataset. Clean runs over the next 6 weeks let the company request removal of the remaining geofence restrictions before Q4. Waymo must then either match the updated validation standard or accept slower expansion on surface streets. That filing timeline now looks realistic for the first time this year. Operators running competing robo-taxi fleets will feel the regulatory bar rise accordingly. European BESS partnerships expand. UK and Italian grid operators can now reduce curtailment payments by dispatching these new megapacks during evening peaks. That changes the bid stack for the next capacity market round. RWE will either co-locate its own batteries on existing wind sites or lose dispatch priority to Tesla-backed projects. National Grid ESO has already begun modeling higher storage utilization rates in its winter outlook. Expect similar modeling updates from Terna in Italy within 60 days. Optimus AI training infrastructure grows. Every new rack of Cortex hardware lets Optimus run 10,000 parallel simulations overnight. The real pressure lands on data quality, not raw flops. Training runs now include real-time feedback from prototype units on the floor. By mid-2025, the fleet should handle unstructured factory floors without human resets. That timeline forces Figure AI to either match the simulation scale or accept slower iteration cycles. Pilot contracts start slipping once the gap becomes obvious in live tests. Giga Texas production lines active. Output numbers at the Texas site already exceed last quarter's run rate by double digits. The real constraint is no longer floor space, but the speed of fixture changes across shared lines. Mixed lines for vehicles and Optimus mean retooling cycles shorten to weeks instead of months. Suppliers who can't deliver flexible fixtures watch orders move elsewhere by Q3. Logistics costs rise once robot volumes hit the same cadence as Model Y, because warehouses must handle mixed pallets without dedicated zones. Safety demos highlight vehicle capabilities. The semi's latest run shows it maintaining lane at 80 miles per hour with a full load while cutting emergency stops 30% versus diesel rigs. Fleets recalculate total cost of ownership overnight when that margin appears in the data. The gap widens when operators compare real fuel savings against promised specs from legacy makers. This forces Freightliner to either accelerate their electric timelines or cede share in the Western freight corridors. Maintenance contracts shift accordingly as downtime data spreads through industry groups. Asia-Pacific FSD availability grows. Regulators across Singapore and neighboring markets face the first FSD vehicles operating without local test drivers on public roads already this quarter. local AV startups must now decide whether to license the stack or exit bidding rounds for delivery fleets next year. Data partnerships form quickly once the software proves reliable in mixed traffic. Approval delays now carry direct economic cost for cities chasing pilot programs. The second-order effect hits insurance models that assumed slower autonomy rollout across the region. AI compute roadmap stays on track. The tape-out date matters less than the compiler updates that unlock existing chips for twice the inference throughput. Production scaling now depends on squeezing more work from current silicon instead of waiting for the next node. Suppliers of alternative accelerators lose visibility into Tesla's actual demand. Watch Dojo utilization metrics for the real signal on whether timelines hold. This shifts the competitive dynamic away from hardware announcements towards software efficiency gains that competitors have yet to demonstrate at scale.